smooth, relaxing, and easy. Ronnie Aldridge there with California Dreamin', a hit of the Mamas and Papas, if you remember correctly. Jim Lowe before that with The Green Door. John Fox with Longer, Longer Than. Floyd Kramer with Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. That's a long title. Charles Crawford with Too Late to Turn Back Now, and Caravelli and Save Your Kisses for Me. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And here's Lex de Acevedo with Yes, I'm Ready for What I Don't Know. Grant gently swings us to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? Oh,
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
comments, I'll be agreeable, 'cause I'm hoping you.
That's what my grass looks like on a foggy morning. Dewey, 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 do. That's Margie Rayburn. I'm available on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Enough about the do there. Started this hour off with James Last and Granada, and then coming up in a couple of moments here, you'll find out why I played that. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, the second hour for this week. Nice to have you with us. I'm Eric O'Brien. It's time for On These Dates in History, so let's get to it. Not too many to choose from, unfortunately, but October 21st, 1797, Old Ironsides, the USS Constitution, was launched in Boston, Massachusetts. It still sits there on the Boston Harbor there. Not sure. I can't remember if it's the original one or not, but Old Ironsides is there. October 21st, 1870, I know the Mayflower is a fake replica, something like that. Anyhow, October 21st, 1879, Thomas Edison invented the incandescent electric lamp. That invention has now gone by the wayside, thanks to environmental issues. October 23rd, 1915, 25,000 women marched in New York City demanding the right to vote. October 24th, 1929, this was depressing, Black Thursday stock market panic. Investors panicked and dumped over 13 million shares of stock. The market then rallied for a few days before the big crash on October 29th, 1929, that started the Great Depression, if you'll recall correctly. October 24th, 1945, the United Nations came into existence. October 24th, 1901, Anna Edison Taylor was the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. October 25th, 1983, U.S. forces invade Grenada. October 26, 1825, the Erie Canal opens, connecting Lake Erie to the Hudson River for commercial shipping. It's the first man-made waterway ever. October 26, 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral occurred. Wyatt Earp, his two brothers, and Doc Holliday have a shootout with the Ike Clanton gang. And those are On These Dates in History. This man would have celebrated his 100th birthday on October 17th. Here's Bert Kempfert on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a tune that he wrote.
I'm Dennis Elliott. You're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Barney Kessel and Herb Ellis there with their version of Blueberry Hill. Frank Jaxfield and the orchestra before that, Good Night, My Love. Bernard Ebbinghaus and Even the Nights Are Better. Gordon Franks with You Only Live Twice. And Bert Kempfert started that set with Strangers in the Night. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline Detroit. Move for Hunger attempted a feat recently at the Henry Ford Detroit Pistons Performance Center, aiming to break a record of 6,391 cereal boxes being toppled like dominoes, which was set by Long Beach Middle School in New York in 2021. The cereal box domino chain was set off by Kellogg's mascot Tony the Tiger, and the nonprofit set up 12,952 cereal boxes. Video of the toppling boxes has been posted to social media, of course. The boxes of cereal used in the attempt will now be donated to the Forgotten Harvest and Gleaners Community Food Bank. So there you go. At least it's going to good use, right? An island in the United Arab Emirates broke a Guinness record with a display of 1,100 messages in bottles. An island in Abu Dhabi, officials said that guests at various hotels on the island were invited to write messages about their affection for the island or the concept of love, and the notes were then put into bottles and arranged on the beach in the form of the phrase, I heart Sadayat Island. Pardon my pronunciation there. The resulting installation was awarded the Guinness World Record for the largest display of messages in bottles. Organizers said the stunt was inspired by the Pont des Arts Bridge in Paris. So there you go. the Pont des Arts. Too many pronunciation bumps there. Finally, a 14-year-old Australian speed cuber broke a world record in the sport by solving a 3x3x3 Rubik's Cube in 12.1 seconds while blindfolded, of all things, right? Charlie Egan's managed the feat in the second round of the Australian Nationals 2023. Who knew there were nationals for this sort of thing? Where he shaved 0.68 seconds off the time logged by former record holder Tommy Cherry in January of 2023, just earlier this year. He wasn't expecting going into the solve, and it was just overjoyed to have gotten. He was overjoyed to have gotten the world record. He still can't believe it. Egan said, ended up winning the competition with the average solve time of 17.47 seconds. The teenager said he first learned how to solve cubes blindfolded in 2020, and he has since spent hundreds of hours practicing the skill. Well, of all things, I mean, I'm sure his parents are extraordinarily proud of him, but I'm sure they encouraged this endlessly, right? I mean, this and a cup of coffee, or 5 cents will get you a cup of coffee, I think. 5 cents? Maybe not. Here's Chet Atkins and Sweet Caroline. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
very happy. Well, at least I thought we were. Can somebody tell me what's got into her? A house, a home, a family, and a man that loves her so. Who'd believe she'd leave us to join the burlesque show?
Say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary Jo. Now she's got rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? Oh, I got when my Jo's been dancing here in New Orleans in the smoke-filled honky-tonk they call the land of dreams. Oh, here she comes a-strutting in her birthday clothes. Say, has anybody seen my sweet gypsy rose? Oh, baby, won't you come home? Say, we all miss you. And if not, we kiss your picture. Lights go dim and the crowd goes home. That's the day you wake up and you find you're all alone. So let's say goodbye to Gypsy.
Hello, Mary Jo.
Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose?
They had a number of songs that were singable and cheerful like that, even though it was an odd subject. And I would be incorrect telling you that that is Tony Orlando and Dawn. It is actually Dawn featuring Tony Orlando. So there you go. And that was, hey, has anybody seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose, which rose to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 in September of 1973, peaking there. But spent 3 weeks atop the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart in August and September of that year, reaching number 12 in the UK singles. And then before that, we had Lex de Azevedo with What a Fool Believes, originally by the Doobie Brothers, and Chet Atkins in Sweet Caroline, and that needs no further introduction. So there. Here's Ronnie Aldridge with Woodstock. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
music is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Don't take
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Frank Jaxfield. And lover, come back to me. Don't run away now. Crystal Gale before that with Half the Way. Burt Bacharach with Nikki, a song he wrote for his daughter, who was ironically named Nikki. Paul Marriott, Love is Blue. Peter Appleyard with This Masquerade. And Ronnie Aldridge with Woodstock. We are coming up on the end of the program, but we do need to synchronize our time here.
Listen to this.
So listen to this.
I'm a little weenie looking for a bun.
just a teeny weeny itty bitty one. If I keep on cooking, I'll be overdone. Pickle and onion, hot dog.
Get out of here!
Dom DeLuise.
What was that?
Dom DeLuise with Dean Martin. Here's Herb Alpert. We've come to the end of another hour, or another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT in Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-22. Moving right along.
RCT Pittsburgh is home for Chop Chop.